Hey, everybody. Welcome back to season two of the Make Work Human podcast. I'm Larissa Haynes.
And I'm Jen Baggett.
And together, we are the Real Housewives of Making Work Human. Join us this season as we explore all the ways to stop expecting you from other people.
I am so excited we are back. I didn't realize how much I missed spending this time with you and with all of you in our audience. But we are back. It is season two, and I could not be more happy. It's just so exciting.
No, it really is. It's so funny when Jen and I got back on. Now, we talk regularly anyway, but it's very different when we get in the studio and you know, press record. We were having a little fun before we started today, and Jen started with something, and she was like, on this season of Make Work Human, and we were like, that sounds super Real Housewives-y. So we were like, hey, that could be kind of a fun, you know, roll with it intro. And that's really the theme of what we're doing here is Jen and I have a lot of fun talking about really deep subjects, right? And working with people and organizations to bring some lightness into levity into some pretty big, deep subjects. So this season, that's our whole MO.
Yeah. So this season, we're really diving into stop expecting you from other people. It's something that came out in one of our episodes last year. And it's something that when Larissa said it, I have used that, Larissa, so many times with clients because I think it's something that is such a resonant point with people. Mm-hmm. Because whenever I say it with a client, or I said, you know what you're doing, you're expecting you from other people. And they sit back and they're like, oh, crap, I kind of am.
There's always a physical reaction that goes along with it. It's this like aha moment of like, oh, my gosh, I see so clearly right now that intellectually, I understand that everybody works differently. Everybody has different needs. But in that moment of frustration, I really just want them to do it the way I want them to do it, right? But without even knowing. And that's the thing is like, this is not a conscious, malicious thing that any of us are doing. And we all do it.
I do it. And it's not just in professional life. We do it in our personal lives as well. And that's why I think it's, again, such a resonant point and such a great, juicy theme for our season too.
And what we're going to do this season is look at that lens, right? Stop expecting you from other people, but we're going to break it down in a way that we're looking at it through the lens of human behavior and specifically behavior at work, right? So we're going to have three categories and they're the three places that cause the most chafe or have the most impact on our workplace relationships. And the first one is communication.
And we're digging in not just to, so communication, people say that, we talk about communication all the time. No, we're really digging into all of the different facets of communication and all that it really entails, not just, you know, making sure your message is clear.
Yeah. It goes beyond tone, right?
Yes.
Information transfer, right? There's so much to it. I'm really excited to unpack that one. The second one is action taking. So how do we take action? What's our pace? How do we jump in? Are we thoughtful or are we more, you know, just go for it?
Yeah, I love, and I think we've talked about this in terms of kind of what do we also need in times of change, like all of those kinds of things. So I think that's really going to be a juicy one that, because action, how we take action is such a big part of work.
I find that that's actually a far more impactful area than people recognize. That's usually when I get in and start working with teams, that's the area that's actually causing the most problems. And people don't know to look for it, right?
Nope, they don't.
And then the third is decision making. And it goes a bit beyond decision making into risk tolerance, right? Yes. Need for data and structure.
Yes. And I love the way Larissa and I are together a lot of times and the way you described it is sort of how much am I willing to kind of take that risk or how much, you know, how much information do I need there? Or how much, you know, am I willing to go balls to the wall or am I a little bit more of like I need to ease into this kind of thing?
Yeah. And that's it. Am I a protector, right? Yes. Am I a risk mitigator? Am I looking for what could go wrong and protect us from it? Or am I this maverick risk taker where it's like, don't fence me in, don't be a wet blanket, right?
Right.
And all three of those really impact each other a lot as well, right? So each of those are going to impact how we communicate, right? Like it's all one big circle, but we're going to break it down into those three to make it bite-sized.
And I think it's really important to note that we all have different ways of doing all of these things. So we're all built really differently. And I think this theme of you expecting you from other people and your behavior. So especially in these three areas, like if I know for me, I'm more of a kind of looking, I go a little bit slower on things, you know, when we're talking about kind of that action taking, I go a little bit slower. I work with a lot of people that like to, you know, go a little bit faster, and that can cause a lot of friction. So just looking at like, what do I need? What do other people need? And, or what are their preferences, and how do we work together on those?
And the kicker is none of them are better than the other.
No.
None of them are the right way. Right. And there is value in each way to do it. And again, intellectually, I'm sure you're all nodding your head and you're like, yeah, no, duh. Like of course that's true. Until you're in a situation where you're like, but I don't understand why she needs so much information. I don't understand why they never slow down to take a thoughtful action, right? Mm-hmm. So really understanding from a team dynamic, group dynamic, and organizational dynamic, what are we valuing any of these over the others, right? Are we setting ourselves up to say, hey, this is what we really value. This is our culture. That's fine. But notice if you've got people that are opposite of that, they're struggling, right? And they're not bad or wrong for not doing it the way that you guys want them to do.
Absolutely. I love that. Can say it again for the people in the back. Just because they don't do it your way does not mean that they are bad or wrong.
Yeah.
Just it's a different style. They likely will struggle if they're in an opposite kind of culture that rewards the thing that maybe are not in their wheelhouse or their style.
And that's honestly where this whole idea for this season came from for me is from that. I've done multiple team sessions over the summer. And they're all because of this. It's that a lot of the group or the organization is built one way, and there's a few outliers to that. And they're the scapegoats. And there's problems because we're not really valuing what everybody brings naturally. And every single one of them came to me because they wanted a communication session. And every single one of them, we looked at conflict, right? We looked at decision-making. We looked at action-taking. We looked at what are my expectations, and breaking down each person into some clarity around the fact that they were expecting something from someone that they didn't need to.
Absolutely. I think the other really powerful thing in here is thinking through what is needed for your organization to achieve whatever your strategic objectives are, or whatever, you know, your team, what do we need to accomplish? I've had a lot of conversations lately with people who we do 360s, and they got kind of raked across the coals because, you know, oh, well, they weren't performing in the way that the culture kind of rewarded. And they were also tasked with huge transformation for said organization. So they're kind of railing against what that culture is. And so I think it's really, it's interesting because we can look at what is needed and bring in people that can do that, and also help walk them through the journey of like, man, I feel like I'm a fish out of water here. Like, yeah, you are right now. And here's what you've been tasked doing. I think that's a really powerful thing too.
Yeah. We call that people strategy. It's a real thing, guys. And there are multiple different ways to go about it. There's lots of different tools and things we can use. But at the core of it all is my behavior, an individual's behavior, as it pertains to a team and then how it pertains to an organization.
Yes.
And without understanding the baseline of an individual's behaviors, right? Mm. Thinking that everybody can do everything is a dangerous thing. It's not inclusive. It's actually, you know, the whole, it's judging a fish on its ability to ride a bicycle. Not everybody is built to do everything. And forcing people to do everything or forcing people into a change in a way that isn't aligned for them. Really, that's where the core of so many business issues come from.
Yes, 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 yes. So much yes to that. I love everything about that. And that's, I think that's why we do what we do, right? Is like, we want to help you be successful. We want you to be inclusive. We want to help you, you know, get people in the right places so that they can really shine and really, you know, bring your business to the place where it's got extraordinary performance. And talent strategy is just such a big part of that. I think that doesn't get touched on enough.
There's actually, I mean, I'm a nerd for numbers. There's a survey done recently where it was like 37% of business leaders create a talent strategy, but only 15% link it to the business strategy. And that kind of blows my mind where like, hey, we're only working at maybe a third of people that are doing talent strategies. And so if you're building a talent strategy, but not linking it to your business strategy, like what you doing? Like, how do you know that you're aligning your people to the right places, right? Like, how are you? And it's, again, all about clarity of expectation.
Mm-hmm. I love it. So much good stuff. We're going to have some really amazing episodes. I'm so, again, so excited that we are back. If you want more information about the podcast, what we're doing, if you want to look at kind of some of the show notes or some of the tools that we're using over the course of the season, you know, always go to our website, which is www.makeworkhumanpod.com.
Thanks so much for joining us as we kick off season two. We are both so stoked to be here. Really excited for what's coming and hope you are too. Hope you have a great week and remember to take time to rest and reflect. See you soon.